Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Back to the Middle East now. That's the sound yesterday from a massive demonstration in Yemen where pro-democracy demonstrators are calling for the regime to change in that country. From Yemen's capital of Sana'a, Laura Kazanoff joins us. She's a journalist writing for the Christian Science Monitor and for our partner, the New York Times. Laura, what is the situation in Yemen? And as things unfold brutally in Libya, what can you tell us about the way things are happening in Yemen?
Well, in Yemen, it's happening a bit slower, I would say, than it's happened in Egypt, than it's happening in Libya. But there have been continuous sit-ins, anti-government demonstrations in cities across Yemen. I mean, really for the past 2 weeks. They've been relatively peaceful since the president, about a week ago, President Ali Abdullah Saleh, issued a statement saying that security forces must protect protesters. However, we still 24 protesters have died in the past 2 weeks across the country. So they'll get attacked occasionally by these plainclothes pro-government thugs, we call them. So today we're just having continuous sit-ins, you know, student-led protests sitting on the streets of Sana'a saying they're not going to leave until Saleh steps down.
Now, Laura Kazanoff, the president of Yemen is blaming the instability on Israel, unlike Colonel Gaddafi, who's blaming it on al-Qaeda and drug-addled protesters. Is anyone on the streets buying this argument? And I understand that some of the clerics in Yemen are actually openly supporting the opposition now.
Yes, that's right. Yesterday, one of the main clerics in Yemen, Abdulmajid al-Zindani, who is one of the founders of Yemen's Islamic Party, al-Islah, he joined the protesters yesterday. However, some people are saying this was just sort of a political stunt for Zindani, and he doesn't really represent, you know, what these student-led protests represent. That said, Zindani is very, very popular in Yemen and has a very large following, and I believe that following more religious people were present at the protest yesterday. And as for the whole Israel statement, people who are with the president do think that perhaps there is some sort of foreign intervention going on with the opposition. Some people blame the U.S. for sort of pulling the strings with the opposition. No one really, I mean, I think that the general feeling is that people believe, and certainly among the opposition protesters, people believe that Saleh sort of played the blame America, blame Israel card because he's so worried. And I had someone say to me today, like, all Arab leaders, this is what they do at the end. They start to blame Israel for everything. It's, you know, when they realize they're really in trouble.
And, you know, oddly, maybe not so oddly, you know, even though many revolutionary movements and coups in the Middle East were inspired by anti-Western rhetoric, we're seeing in all of these movements across North Africa and the Middle East a unpersuasiveness in the anti-Western rhetoric among all the leaders who are clinging to power. Laura Kazanoff is a journalist in Sana'a in Yemen who writes for the Christian Science Monitor and our partner, the New York Times, monitoring the pro-democracy demonstrations, especially a massive one yesterday in Yemen, calling for the downfall of the regime of President Ali Abdullah Saleh.